Shalom, Rav Lightman.
Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Today with us are Norma Livne and Lena Lerner. And we're sitting here in order to scrutinize, in order to talk about the women's organization. So, a few days ago, you sent a mail regarding the women's organization. As a result of this mail, we gathered women from all around the world, and we tried to find out what is that women's organization that you're talking about. Even though that you sent this message recently, but this is a subject or topic that you're talking about for a long time now. And so, first of all, I'd like to tell you what was the question we talked about in the workshop. We said, let's try and understand between us women, what is Rav's dream about the world's, about the women's organization? What does he expect of us practically wise? This is a question to me. No, this is a question that we ask between ourselves, the women. This is the dream, your dream, that we wanted to try and understand. What does this women's organization look like? And many ideas came up, and I'll bring up a few of these ideas. So, first of all, it should be something, a legal entity, something powerful, worldwide, with unique activities. It should be something very professional. It should be professionally managed. Also, we said that there is both local and worldwide activity already going on. But how to tie all these things together? How to build the correct infrastructure, vision? We talked about the main goal, which is to unite, connect mankind, which is the solution for everything that's going on in the world today. And we said that we women feel by nature, that by nature we have the traits, the qualities to lead such a process. And there are many, many other things. And one thing was very clear, that we said that this is what we should try and scrutinize with you. Part of the women said the organization is our connection. It's the connection between us, the inner work between us. This is the organization. Some said, no, the organization is actually dissemination, disseminating outwards to other women. And how do you see these things? When you're talking about a women's organization, what do you mean? Up until now, even though that in the world there you can see women that are coming to power and women managers and this beautiful and very good, but there's no connection between women. And all of the women's organizations, they don't connect women together. They don't bring women together. And we, as an organization, that our agenda, our goal is being connection, then we have to raise connection above all differences, distances, inner rejections that we're used to as people, and for women to do it strongly between them, their connection, and then undoubtedly they will be able to force men and the entire world to do it too. I think we see that the time has come for women to come out from hiding and to become active, and we really see that this is how nature, how mankind altogether is starting to be built in such a way that women will come to power and will have a very strong impact, even in Germany and England and countries where... Where did you see women running countries in these places in the past? But today, yes. People say that the next president of America will be a woman. And if so, I think that our organization has to encourage women to reach connection. There you have no connection. There it's only competition. We're talking about connection between people. And as a result of their connection, where they influence, that by that they influence the connection between men and between women as two organizations. And this is how the world reaches correction, because connection is what the world needs. And I think that by that, and it also says so in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that just like thanks to righteous women, the people of Israel come out of Egypt the very same way, we will come out of our exile. And therefore, I'm truly supportive of the connection between women, and I'm willing for them to organize and participate in our entire organization, and to start realizing and also spreading it to the rest of the world. And I really hope that it'll happen. I have this hope, but still it's a hope. Do you see this organization as a part of Bnei Baruch, or is it something separate from Bnei Baruch? This is a question. I'm not sure that men are ready to accept a women's organization that comes and does and organizes and controls. Maybe it's good for it to be an organization in and of itself, and later when it'll go stronger and will determine its inner connection, then they will mix with, integrate with the men's organization. Actually, for some time now, for over a year, we're building this kind of connection between women's that are studying Kabbalah all over the world. We have several teams that make sure that everyone gets all the information, that everyone's connected. The question is, should we strengthen this and keep this going, or we should also turn it outwards? I don't think that the time has come to work outwards yet, unless it's toward our groups, that goes without saying, but not disseminating to the world yet. Because for this, we first of all have to strengthen the organization from within. So you actually see two factors from what I understand, like Elena just described, a body that's responsible for connecting the women inside of Bnei Baruch, and in parallel, an organization that's starting to disseminate outwards. Is it possible to put it this way? Maybe, but first of all, I think that we should strengthen inwards. Strengthen our connection before we go outwards. Of course, what can we go out with if we're not strong on the inside? This is also a question that came up, Norma. This is exactly one of the points. What we have and what we want. What do you see that we're still lacking? We have to reach a connection between women in our organization. Our organization exists in the central group that exists here, in the groups in Israel, and in the groups all around the world. After we will reach and finish a good and nice connection between all of the women in our worldwide network of Bnei Baruch, then we have to connect with the men as two parts of the same organization, and then to start acting outwards. Meaning these are the stages. First of all, women in every group grow stronger in their connection, and every group strengthens other groups of women for them to unite, for them to connect, and that you feel this organization, that you really feel that they understand why should they be connected, women, why should they be connected, and that they're really connected, and that really there's this kind of connection and activity between them, and that they feel as one woman. So to make a connection out of this single comprehensive, the women should connect and then connect with the men, and only then go to dissemination. I think so. I'll tell you why I'm asking, because this also came up. The friend said that obviously if we're not connected, we have nothing to go out with. On the other hand, if there's no project that we're connecting around, we can't organize ourselves. Norma, and on our previous talk, you said that one-on-one, women can't connect unless there's some kind of an element, a third element. Rav, you can act outwards whenever you think that it's fit. Just don't disperse your forces that you're starting to correct the outside before you start correcting the inside. But sometimes it happens that I go outside, I feel how much I have to give there, and it forces me to grow stronger on the inside. So these stages, you can't exactly say this 1, 2, 3. But these they're mixed, kind of. But still, I expect for you to be a strong organization and turn to men and influence them, and for them to influence you. And then together, we will be able to show the world that there is such a thing where women are strong, men are strong, and that we're working in favor of the world. Lena, meaning we have to build an international system that later we can present to the world and show, look, we women are working in favor of connection. Rav, but this can happen only after several years. Now, in the meantime, don't jump several stages. But right now, we have to build our women's organization, our part. Lena. Okay, so we're working on our connection bit by bit, and we see how much time every step takes, and we really stumble upon different difficulties, collisions, women get offended and leave. Later, there's something new. Women rejoin, forgive each other, meaning we do feel that there is work being done and advancement. And the question is, how do we hasten time so that women won't just disperse, still, I was offended, but I have the strength to. Rav, offended by what? Lena, someone wants to be more in control. Someone says something offensive against someone else's opinion, and they take it personally. And it's kind of hard to see the general goal on a higher level than what I heard now, one word or another from some friend. Nitsa, this on the one hand. On the other hand, when there's some kind of a project that we all work towards, then all of these problems, they fall into place, they're solved, resolved. It more correctly organizes us when there is something, some kind of external factor towards which we have to arrange ourselves. Rav, so fine. Start taking care of the audience, our audience abroad. If this stands in your way so much, the main thing is the connection. Doesn't matter by what factor, for the women to unite, for our women to unite. Norma, I still don't understand. There's the women's organization, we're doing different things. There was a congress with people, with women from all over the world, truly inspiring. So what's missing? Rav, can you reach different international organizations and give them an example of how women are connecting for the sake of the correction of the world. Nitsa, this is the essence of the organization, to set an example, not to teach them, but to show them, Rav, that you have the strength and the knowledge of what to do in order to bring the world to correction. Lena, it seems as though if we have this kind of goal to show our connection outwards, then we'll have the motivation. If we connect this way between us and Rav, that are not between you, but outwards. I understand. Then there are less problems in the field. Nitsa. Yeah, as if the reality that we have to deal with, it arranges us more quickly. Rav, that's clear. Lena, some kind of goal that we set, we can define that, okay, now we build relationships between us. All the world, all the women, our women around the world, and this somehow that we want to describe and, you know, circulate it to the world is the first, could be the first stage. Rav, yes. Nitsa, when you're saying about leading women, you talked about the timing. Rav, we see that these are special times. Women were always hidden at home. Even the king's wife or whoever, she was inside the palace. No one saw her. See what's going on today in England, in Germany, in all these countries. Such places where women never went out. Today, she's the prime minister, the president. Nitsa. Soon there's our congress and there's a special event from women. Many women will come. So we asked ourselves in this forum, how do we use this momentum, this opportunity that women come from the outside in favor of starting to build some kind of women's organization, something that can help us jumpstart the organization? Rav, I'll be there too. And I'll talk to. And I think that what we should talk about is that in modern times, where a woman has the strength to go out and make a difference, and women and men accept women. Look what's going on in those countries, and in general, in the rest of the countries too. A woman, they're in all the parliaments and all the governmental bodies and everything, even in the army. So therefore, I think we have to understand this is the call of the hour, and we have to use the female force. And also, it's not just so that 70% of our organization are women. And I'm really happy that this is how it is, only we need to pull them more and more to work in the organization, get organized, unite, because they're dispersed, they're not really connected, and their ego is breaking out, and we can't use this great big force. It's not like Merkel or May and all of those women that work by the power of their fist, their ego. We have to act out of the will to bestow with a soft heart and love, bring our connection outwards. And therefore, this is what we have to think about. How do we reach this kind of correction? And if it didn't exist in previous generations, we see how necessary or demanded it is in our generation. Lena, another question. If Merkel, she's a woman acting out of her ego in a very clear way, she understands what has to be done, what are the qualities that women leading our organization should have? What kind of women should these be? Strong women with a big ego and an even greater force to control the ego. That they understand that the entire world is like their family. And although the people in the world are like their children. And she has to arrange this family and these children and the entire world as their home for things to be organized. To be the real master of the house. This is personal qualities. What should be the relations, the correct relations between powerful women with a big ego? To the extent to which they know how to connect between them in favor of the goal, correspondingly they'll know how to arrange the world. And if they won't know how to get along between them, it's not worthwhile getting into building a women's organization. Norma, so what do we need for it to succeed? Rav, love, connection between everyone, to understand that all of this is our family. I understand that every woman, per se, is in and of herself, but we have to see how they can unite, connect. Nitsa, any other questions?
You mentioned men, and this also came up, that women also thought that a women's organization can't work without men, that you also need men in the women's organization. This was the thought, because the cooperations, we see that there are unique traits that women have, like their ability to build a certain process, to do something that's more long distance, long term, and men have the ability to carry these things out, and the cooperation between them could be very good.
And so maybe Norma can say a few words about this, because we talked about these things and you told me about this one international organization, Adassa. Norma, yeah, on the board there are men and women. And it's interesting because it doesn't happen in other organizations. And it's interesting, should we also have on the board men in our organization, will help balance things out? It seems to me that, yes, first of all, these men, they could better present to the men the women's organization, their characteristic. The other thing is that these men will be like the connectors between the male and female part in our general organization. Also, that when you turn to different organizations on the outside, then men and women can turn to them on part of the women's organization. That can also help and be more convenient. Therefore, I don't think that it should be a net organization only for women. But there should be several men there that understand the need for it and are supportive of it. Not that they're walking around all snotty, but they go in and act in a very business-like fashion. I look at it as an extremely important part in reality, that if this part will really take upon itself the work of correcting the world, they'll hold on to it, be persistent about it, and will be able to gradually, to the extent to which they'll learn how to do it in advance, and that they'll learn and understand that the well-being of the world and the well-being of the family and the children and everything depends on their work. And then they'll advance. Men don't have these kinds of traits. They're left they're just big children. And women, they do feel this care and concern for families, children worldwide. Nitsa, there are many organizations. Every organization is dealing with a certain topic, subject. This organization, what will its characteristics be? First of all, this organization has to circulate to every woman in the world some kind of minimum knowledge of what the organization is, what does it exist for, how do you reach the correction of the world, which is the goal of the existence of our organization, and how much by this can we work, advance, contribute. This on the one hand. On the other hand, this organization gives lectures, prints books, and really acts in all fields. Women are acting in this no less than men are. Does it disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah or the wisdom of connection? Rav, I don't think that the wisdom of Kabbalah is that appealing altogether to people, and especially women. They're unique women. They can study. We're open to everyone. But especially, it's everything that's related to connection between people, correctly raising children, things like that. Meaning what we have to do in human society in order to advance it and even start elevating it through the spiritual degrees. I think that a woman can influence the world much more strongly than men can. There's a kind of solidarity between women, a kind of understanding, even though there's competition, but there is also solidarity. A woman that sees how other women in the world are suffering, they feel it close to their heart. Men don't feel that. Lena, one more question. Every time that we connect here and there, immediately women want to do something. Mutual help between women. Should this also be a part of the organization, or mutually helping each other is unrelated directly to the organization? Rav, I can't answer these global kinds of questions. Yes, no, in what way? We have to every time see according to the situation. But really, my entire hope is that you advance, you're here for many years, and you act and understand what's going on in the organization, how are we supposed to disperse this method, and you'll find the answers. And if not, then we're here next to you. I don't think that you're any less than men, but we'll learn together everywhere how to work with every new case, situation. Norma. Yeah, there were several ideas, concrete ideas, how to realize the women's organization. And one of the ideas is to build a virtual environment to take care of women with all the deficiencies that they have and to focus on the virtual realm or to carry out more physical actions or both. Rav, I can't say. Everywhere it's different. Depends where you're acting. If you're acting in such countries where the internet barely exists, if you can only reach people only with some booklets, or to the contrary, we're doing what we can. I think that you should build a very strong organization to try to try and have a fund of your own, both to get some help from the men and also from the women from around the world, from our friends, to donate $1. I think you'll already have enough money for your operations. We'll surely help. All the equipment and everything that you need, we'll be happy to help. I'm at your service. Lena, connection between women, does it also draw the reforming light? Rav, sure, what's the difference? The woman is the main part of the soul. Lena, because they're not sitting, studying tests. Rav, it's just a sign that they're less corrupted.
Men need many actions in order to correct the soul, many more than women do. Lena, so if women that don't know what the wisdom of Kabbalah will join our organization, this connection can also draw their forming light? Rav, yeah, the more the better, even if they don't understand anything. You know, for them to join in a way that they encourage. Nitza. There's a bigger question in this aspect. Suppose women that came to the Congress and they want to join. They want to take part in the doing. To what extent can they work with us? Rough, wherever they can help, sure. And any cooperation, sure. If a woman knows how to write and she understands what we're talking about, great, we'll check it. Or she can help us with the internet, computer, something. Sure, the more they'll learn, the more they'll be able to be in a higher kind of dissemination. Norma, what's the role of a woman in connecting, uniting the people of Israel, which will probably be one of the most important topics at the Congress? Rav, I think that if women will want, there will be unity in the people of Israel. That's called that thanks to righteous women, the people of Israel came out of Egypt. Out of Egypt, it means out of their ego, out of the struggles between them. Thanks to righteous women that feel that they have to rise above the ego. And they relate to the men as to their children that have to... that they have to take care of, arrange. Nitza, when we talk to the women, we ask the question, let's try and understand what do we think that Rav's vision, dream is. How would he like for this organization to act? Rav, you know me for how long? 10 years, more or less. How many times during these years I talked about the importance of women, women's organization, dissemination, everything. Infinitely. So what else can I add? Nitza. Maybe women, Rav, collect all of these excerpts. Nitza, we do. It was part of our discussion. I see Norma wants to say something. Norma, why did it happen until now? Rav, because you're lazy. Nitza, really, it's only a matter of an inner readiness. Rav, tell me, what else do you need? I'm willing. I already started getting mad lately. I thought that this will make an impact, but I don't know. Did it work? Nitza, maybe. You see, we got together, had a talk, and we took it very seriously. Rob, I'm willing to do anything. It's unrelated to... in my life, I can be whatever... have whatever kind of attitude toward my wife, my daughter, but here we're talking about the correction of the world is something completely different. Here, each and every man from our organization has to take a completely different level of Nitza. Friends from the world clearly asked, should this be an international organization that their heart is here, and where do we begin? I see that their heart is here. I see their heart is here. I see that you and a few other women from our group, there are others in Israel, that all in all are the heart of the organization, because you're here with us and close to me, and really we feel how devoted you all are, whereas in other groups, even in the US groups, all the more in the Russian groups or Europe, they're women, they're not that close to men. How long did it take us for the Moscow group to start having women on their sodot meals? Only in Toronto I see that this how it is, because it's this kind of group that's it's a homogeneous group, home-like group, family-like group. Therefore, we have a lot of work to do in the groups, but to bring them closer and also to differentiate between them. So in the lessons, they won't disturb each other, but regarding disseminating outwards, to act together.
Norma,
I feel that it's not a matter that we don't have the desire, that it didn't happen up till Rav. Maybe you need a man or a few men to start all the time work in the women's organization, like this drive, like this engine. Maybe this is what you need. I don't know. Tell me. Nitsa, I feel that cooperating with men is excellent, that this is the strongest force there is, because eventually, like you said, a woman brings her abilities, a man brings his abilities, and if we work correctly together, like in a family, like at home. Rav, okay, fine. So what do you think? Who could be beneficial to your organization, that you'll get organized and start acting from day to day? Nitsa, I'll talk about the profile. It's not the name, it's more of the type. First of all, it's a man that understands Rav, that has the attitude toward it. And Nitsa, that he's strong enough not to be afraid of women, to be strong enough to know how to work together. Like in a family, like at home, that there are good relations where the wife says, okay, this is what we have to do now. Immediately, we sit together, what do we have to do? He recruits all of his abilities for it. She does too. It's a kind of a very important combination. Lena, someone who will help build the organization in terms of his abilities, that knows how to do these things. Nitsa, meaning that he has a systemic view of things. Also, there are women who have this, but in the connection, I see that there are very good results. I also see it in our teams. There are teams that consist of men and women. They're outstanding results because everyone puts in their force, and something unique comes out. Norma, also someone with the ability to listen. Nitsa, yeah, someone who's not necessarily all the time trying to control, so it won't work. But these are qualities that once they work together, Rav, it has to be a person who works here, or it could be enough that he'll have that he doesn't necessarily have to work here, that he can do it in his free time. Lena, it should be someone from the system, someone who's here for a long time, that is part of the system, that knows how these things work. Nitsa, you mentioned something that you said that this man has to be the connector between the men here and the women, meaning he has to be soft enough or capable of working with the women, but also appreciated by the men. Norma, how many men, how many women should you have on the board? Rav, seems to me that 2-3 men and 5 women, more or less, something like that. I think that it's good to have both men, because look, by chromosomes, we have both these and also those. Meaning you can't have one without the other. So, let's do it that way.
Lena, what product, suppose in a year, if we create a work plan, what should be our product in a year? Rav, we're living in a situation where the world's changing so much that it's not we who determine, but the world will determine the way we should be. Look at what's going on the outside, everywhere, and in Israel. What's going to happen in a year? It depends on you. And if you're asking, where would I like to see you? That you're thoroughly connected, that you act well with the entire world. The whole world knows that in order to reach a good and safe life, they have to be connected. And the connection that women in the world see, the Bnei Baruch women's group, as an example that teaches them and leads them and so on. And also for the men to look at you, too. You see how everyone's standing in front of Merkel and May and others, everywhere. Everywhere. You see what's going on. Therefore, you have to be a bit more powerful and go in. No choice. The world needs it. So maybe in order to conclude, when you're talking about a strong, independent organization, what is it, Rav, that now we're... There's the women's event coming up at the Congress, and that every day we'll have work there between women, both at the Congress, that all throughout the 3 days of the Congress they'll feel that you're working on them, that we're working on them, and they'll feel warmth and strength and a center and a mother that cares and a sister that cares. Truly so. That they have a connection and support and they can turn to you in anything and you can get along in everything and arrange for them and that you have the strength and that you can come to me and demand and ask. And in short, for you to... Like a woman, she's the master of the castle at home. She organizes everything and decides. She tells the man what to do, and he does. This is how you already now have to show during these 3 days of the Congress that this is how it is here too. This is the case here too. I think that this is the best possible dissemination, that the women's organization is like the woman at home. So go forward. Talk to these men, if not to someone else, but that you'll feel that these men are behind you, and you'll now think very quickly how each and every day do we make these kinds of signs that there's a big women's organization here and that it determines and does everything, and if so, then you'll either say on my part or turn to me. Okay? Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. You can do it. All the best.